The topic for today is a very fundamental topic, and it's called, I'll give you the Ashkenazic name and then the Havara Sfaradit, because I don't know what you prefer. It's called Mis'asek. The Israelis would call it Mit'asek. Let me say the following. The main sugya is here in Masechet Shabbos, and it begins on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, which you don't have, because there's only one word on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph that's relevant to us, and you could fill it in over here. That's Itmar. So I figured I'll save the yeshiva some funds and the ecological system, you know, some extra paper, and I'll leave out the word Itmar. So please be my guest and add the word Itmar. Now, there are two other major sugyas that deal with Mis'asek in other Masechtas. One is in Masechta Krisus. Rashi is immediately going to refer us to Masechta Krisus, or as Rav Lichtenstein used to call it, Masechta Krisos, Kretot, because that's the real proper grammatical way of calling it. I'm going to call it Krisus simply because that's what I'm used to. And Masechta Shavuos. There are many, many other sugyas about Mis'asek. For example, there's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The guy is blowing, you know, stuff that got stuck in his shofar, and he tries to clean out the shofar, and lo and behold, he blows a tekiah shvarim shvua tekiah. I don't know exactly how that happened, but that's called Mis'asek. Or a very famous sugya in Perek HaKodesh, the sixth perek of Bava Kamma, where unbeknown to him, he has a stone that's sitting on his lap. He stands up, and this stone goes flying out and hurts somebody, damages someone, maybe even kills somebody. That's also called Mis'asek. And basically, Mis'asek is a kind of a shogeg in the sense that he's unaware of the responsibility, the liability that he has. He doesn't have any intention of doing something terrible, of violating some sort of criminal act, but he did so. Okay? And the extent of his unawareness, how far do we go when we say he was unaware? That has to be defined. Now, by way of introduction, I want to make the following comment. Mis'asek is potter. In other words, forget about shofar, the question of whether you were yotzei the mitzvah, because there too, basically, we cancel Mis'asek and we say you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But in terms of Averos, if you violated Avera b'misasek, you're potter. Now, what does that word potter mean? You can't talk in the classical terms of Hilchos Shabbos of potter aval asur, because the man is totally unaware. So to say that it's asur, Shalom, if I could show me just to bring in one extra chair. If you don't... Oh, you have one with you? Okay, great. Okay, excellent. So, Alan, see if you can find the place. Okay. Now, when we say potter aval asur, what we're telling a person is to avoid a situation, maybe midrabanan, the rabbanan are going to tell you that's asur, even though the Torah might have permitted it, because of whatever reason. But in the case of Mis'asek, where he's totally unaware of what he's doing, you can't point the finger at him and say potter aval asur. We're not dealing with heter or iser. We're dealing with ptur or chiyuv. Again, that's a very fundamental distinction. Sometimes we're dealing with the question of are you allowed to or you're not allowed to, and we break that down into doraisas and derabbanans. Sometimes we're dealing with a different question. Post facto, you did it. We can't change the past. And the question is whether you're chayuv or you're potter. And there's no middle ground. Chayuv in Hilchos Shabbos means that if you did something bemazed, you have to be killed, and it's a capital crime, yechayv skila. If you did it be shogeg, yechayv a karvan, which is called a karvan chatos. And potter means that if you did it be mazed, then you're exempt from any liability or any punishment. And that's what it means when we say you're potter. So one thing is crystal clear about Mis'asek, and that is that Mis'asek is potter, meaning that any chiyuv that would normally be incurred by violating the Shabbos is completely suspended when it comes to a Mis'asek question, a Mis'asek case. But the real issue that we have to face, and I don't have an answer to this question, that's what I want to learn together with you, is whether or not the p'tur of misasek is a specific Shabbos halacha, or it's a universal halacha that just applies to Shabbos as it would apply to any avera. For example, you could talk about a person who violates an iser of, shall we say, achilas chelev. You know, he ate chelev bimis asik, whatever that would mean. Again, I'm not getting into the details now. And we might say that he's potter because misasik is potter. We may want to say that in the case of chelev is a little different, but you get the gist of it. Do I grab on to that universal rule that misasik is potter and simply apply it here to Shabbos? Or are we saying something else? It's not coincidental that the sugya is addressing Shabbos, because in Shabbos we have a unique, singular halacha that misasik is potter. Now, as soon as there's got to be like a knee-jerk response over here. As soon as I tell you that there's a unique p'tur in Hilchos Shabbos, automatically, like a computer, two words have to shine out, you know, have to pop up into your brain. And what are those two words? Meleches Machsheves. So our question is the following. Do we analyze the laws of Shabbos in terms of misasek from the perspective of Kol HaTorah Kula, universal misasek, or do we say we're not just applying a universal rule to a specific case, but rather we're going into Hilchos Shabbos in a very unique way? And that's based on the principle of Meleches Machsheves. The Torah prohibited a Meleches Machsheves, and Misasek doesn't qualify as Meleches Machsheves. So again, I'm just throwing that question out there so that you have, in a sense, an orientation as to where we want to go. So let's begin with the sugya of Itmar, and we're now on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Because again, on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, it just says the word Itmar. That's all we have. Is there anyone who needs a photocopy of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph? I have an extra Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, so we'll put it here in case anybody wants to claim. So what do we have? Niskavein lahagbia es hatolush v'chotach es hamechubar. We have two types of entities. They're produce that are in the fields. One is called mechubar and the other is called tolush. Now let's understand the fundamental difference between the two. In the case of mechubar, since it's growing from the ground, then it's still attached. If I cut it off the ground, then I violate one of the 39 melachos, namely kotzer, meleches ktsira. Ktsira means that when he breaks the chibur lemakom gidulo, that connection to where it's growing from, that is a violation of meleches kotzer. Then we have something called tolush. It's already been detached. It's not growing. There's no yinika from the karka. In such a case, there's no iser whatsoever. I can take anything that's tolush and cut it down to size. Now, if I cut it too thin into very small pieces, that's a different malach. What's that called? Tochen. That's called tchina. Correct. But that's not the case we're dealing with. We're not dealing with the case of someone who wants to get flour by cutting down the wheat into very small pieces. We're talking about someone who wants to cut a mechubar. I'm sorry, scratch that. He wants to cut a tolush, and he's simply cutting it one slice, in half, let's say. That would not be a meleches tochen. If it was mechubar, then he violates meleches kotzer. If he's unaware of the fact that it's mechubar, because again, the Gemara's language is niskavin lagbia es hatolush, then in such a case, he's not, from the perspective at least of his mental preparation, you know, what he thought in his mind, he's not in violation of any malacha. But lo and behold, it turns out, inadvertently, without his conscious intentional The malacha is done. There is a ktsira. But you see, the halacha works in very strange ways. The fact that there is a ktsira is not enough to engender a chiyuv. It's got to be your ktsira. It's not enough that there is a ktsira. We don't start with the reality and work backwards and blame you, because if not for you, there wouldn't have been a ktsira. You know, there are many cases in law where we look at the final, you know, the final product and the situation that arose, and then we look back and we say, well, who caused that? You know, if not for you, this never would have happened. Well, we're not allowed to do that in Melech HaShabbos, at least, and probably not in any Avera. We have to say that the Melech was done, the Avera was done, but you're the one who's responsible for the Avera. And here, you're not responsible for the Avera, because in your mind, you believed that you were only dealing with what kind of Tvuah? Tovush. But there's a problem here, and I think Rashi may be sensitive to this problem. Why does it say Niskaven lahagbia es hatolosh? What do you mean he's lifting up tolosh? Why didn't Rashi say Niskaven lachtoch es hatolosh? After all, the next three words are v'chatach es hamechubar. So the flip side of chatach es hamechubar should have been v'chatach es hatolosh. In other words, his kavana was to cut something that in his mind was tolosh. You get the impression from the language of the Gemara that he didn't even have kavana for chaticha. So let's understand. There are three levels over here. On one level, on one extreme, we have hagbah, whatever that means, literally lifting. On the other level, we have chaticha shel mechubar. In the middle, we could have had another case of chatach es hatolosh. Again, the reality is that he cut mechubar. That's what happened. The malach was done. That's a done deal. That's a given. However, what was his mistake over here? Where did he go awry in terms of his kavana? We could go to all the other extreme, and we could say he didn't even have kavana for a chituch. He had a kavana for something called agbah. Again, I don't know exactly what that means yet. Or we could say, no, he had kavanas chituch. He intended to cut something, but just he thought he was cutting tolosh, and it turns out he was cutting mechubar. Apparently, Rashi was bothered by this question, and he tried to figure out exactly what the scenario is. What does it mean, his kaven lagbia es hatolosh? There's something called tolosh, and he intended to lift up the tolosh. How do you get from lifting up the tolosh to cutting something that's mechubar? Ribono Shelom, we're going in opposite directions. Like, let's say, for example, I want to lift up this page, right? That's called lagbia. And instead, what? I cut something that's mechubar. Like, it doesn't, the whole thing doesn't jive. So Rashi adds a whole new element into this equation, and that is the sakin, the knife. Where was the knife? You and I would have assumed that the knife was in his hand, and certainly if his intention was cutting produce, then he had the knife in his hand. Whether he was miskavin lachtoch es hatolosh, lachtoch es hamechubar. No, Rashi says the knife is not in his hand. Where's the knife? On the ground. Otherwise, what's lagbia? So the tolosh here, says Rashi, is not the produce, as we would have thought. The tolosh here is a reference to the sakin. So Rashi says, kigon, what's this scenario? He's picking up something and he's cutting. The nafal sakin baruga sayerek. He slipped, you know, the knife slipped out of his hand, and, well, the sickle, I guess you might call it, and it fell between the growth, the vegetation, the erek that's growing on the aruga. The aruga means the row, or the line of yerakos. Vinis kavin like bio. He wants to lift up his sickle, his knife, from the ground. That's something that you and I would want to do. If we drop the knife, we want to pick it up. The knife is expensive. He wants to use it. But that's all his interest. He's very naive here. He's very simplistic. He's not doing anything criminal. But v'chatech z'machuvar. What happened on his way up with the knife?
Cut something.
Right, he cut something that's growing from the ground, and he does a katsira. And we say that he's potter. And now Rashi's going to tell us why he's potter. But Rashi is going to ask another question. Now, Rabosai, I want to throw out a question for thought. Now's not the time to address this question, but if Rashi is right, why did the Gemara complicate things? Why couldn't the Gemara just say he was simply mistaken about the produce? You know, there's produce on the ground. He thought it was already cut. I don't know if you ever had this experience when they mow the lawn. Sometimes the grass that they mowed hasn't been cleared out yet. You don't know if it's been mowed or not. You're not sure if the grass is growing or not. I don't know if you ever had that experience. But there are many situations in which you might think mistakenly it's already been cut, and it wasn't cut. It wasn't detached from the ground. But for some reason, the Gemara is avoiding that case. And I want you to give some thought as to why that's so. V'chatach es ha-mechubar potter. Says Rashi, d'chsiv asher chata ba. Now please note that this pasuk, which appears at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, refers to a case of someone who does a sin. When I use the word chet, I'm talking about generic sin. I'm not talking about Shabbos. And the Gemara darshins in Masechta Krisus. Now, if you take a look at the Mesoras Hashas on Dav Vav, on the Os Vav, he says, if you have that, you test some in Beis. I don't know if you have that.
What is that?
That's may have gotten cut off on your photocopy. This is the Mesoras Hashas. Okay. So you'll see number Vav. So we now have Amar Mokom for our next sugya after we finish this one in Mirtz Hashem, and that is Krisus, because there in the Gemara in Krisus we're going to find out that Asher Chata Ba is Prat L'Misasek, is coming to exclude Misasek. Rabosai, if I would stop here and ask you the following question that I asked you at the onset of the Shia, what kind of halacha are we dealing with in this sugya? Are we dealing with Meleches Machsheves? Or are we dealing with the universal Ptur of Misasek? What would be your educated guess?
Misasek.
We're dealing with the universal Ptur of Misasek. Otherwise, why is Rashi quoting a pasuk, Asher Chata Ba, with the drash of the Gemara in Krisus, Prat L'Misasek? But now, Rashi does another favor for us, and he tells us what is misasek. And look at Rashi carefully. Rashi says, "Prat l'misasek b'dover acher." Dover acher is the fantasy. In other words, in his mind, this is what he was hoping or expecting to be misasek in. The asa dover zeh, and inadvertently he did this action. So we have two actions. There's the intended action and the actual action, the one that he implemented.
Accidental action.
Accidental action. Okay, good. Now, Harvey, since you mentioned accidental, what concept in halacha automatically should appear on your radar screen, as we said before, when you talk about an accident? That's called a shogeg. Now, is Rashi telling us that the Gemara in Masechta Krisus, that's Darshaning Asher Chata Ba Prat L'Misasek, is coming to establish a Ptur of Shogeg? That would be a very, very strange position to maintain. Shogeg is in fact Chayav. He's not Chayav as a Mezid, but nevertheless he has to bring a Karbon Chatos in the case of Shabbos and in many, many other cases. Here, presumably, if this person, as a very innocent individual, just wants to lift up his knife, we can't talk about a chiyuv misa, that's not even a havamina. The havamina is that maybe he should be chayav a carbon shogeg, and yet the Gemara says he's potter. So it means he's potter from a carbon. If he's potter from a carbon, then we're not dealing with shogeg. A shogeg, by definition, is chayav a carbon. So Rashi therefore says, shogeg hechi domi. Do you see the Rashi? It's line 3 from the top of the page. Shogeg hechi dami. It's unbelievable. Rashi's writing his own Gemara here. Shogeg hechi dami. And basically what Rashi is saying is, what's the difference between shogeg and misasek? If you're telling me that shogeg is chayav a karbon chatos, misasek is potter from a karbon chatos, and you're basing it on a drasha, then there must be some fundamental difference between shogeg and misasek. And truth be told, it's a very difficult question to answer, because the primary description that we can give to this case that we're dealing with is that he didn't have kavana to violate the Isur of Shabbos in the form of the Meleches Ktsira. That was the last thing on his mind. He was simply lifting up a knife. Inadvertently, he cuts Mechubar. That doesn't make him into a mazid, therefore he should fall into the category of shogeg. So why do you call him a misasek? I would have called him a shogeg. This is a classical unintentional avir. Oh. Says Rashi, shogeg is one of the following two options. Number one, kigon sheniskavin lekach. Please emphasize that word lekach. Lekach is like a pronoun. We have to fill in what it refers to. Avol shogag disavar she'ein hayom Shabbos. Okay. Right? He didn't think it was Shabbos today.
That's a completely different situation.
In what sense, Harvey? Can you develop it? How is now Rashi telling us that misasek is different than shogeg?
Because he had no intention of breaking Shabbos.
In which case?
This one.
Well, which one is this one? Our case or shogeg?
Our case.
He had intention of desecrating the Shabbos. He's just picking up his knife.
No, he had no intention of desecrating.
Oh, he had no intention. Okay, now tell me, how is shogeg different?
Because he has no intention to do it.
No. That's not what Rashi's saying. Sure, because again, if he had no intention to do it, that's called misasek.
He had intention to do it.
He had intention to do
but
it.
But he didn't realize that.
He didn't realize it was Shabbos. In other words, Rashi's saying that there are two cases. One case is his kave lemelecha Shabbos, but lo yoda shayom Shabbos. Really, what's the opposite of liability? His
responsibility.
No, the opposite. What would be? Is there an antonym? You know, his lack of responsibility. What word can I use? His what?
Exculpability.
Exculpability. Okay, that's too sophisticated for me. I'm not studying for my college boards here. Okay, his exculpability is the fact that he was unaware of Shabbos. But as far as the Maisa Malach is concerned, he's totally on board. You ask him what he intended to do, he intended to do exactly what he did, but he wasn't aware of the fact that it's Shabbos. Says Rashi, if he intended to violate the Malacha, not as a violation because he didn't know it was Shabbos, that's called shogeg, and that upgrades him to a very high level of culpability. He's not amazing. He never would have done that if he had a hasra and then somebody warned him and said, today is Shabbos, you can't do this. But nevertheless, although he's lacking that piece of very important information, that it's Shabbos today, he has full intention to do what he did, and what happened is his action. You can't cut the umbilical cord and sever the relationship between the action that took place and the person who implemented that action, because the person who implemented that action had full kavana and intention to implement that action. What happened is exactly what he had planned. There's something external to the action which he was unaware of, namely the time period that he's in. He's in Shabbos. O Savar, Shemalacha Zu Muteres. Maybe he knew it was Shabbos, but he was unaware of the fact that this is one of the 39 Malachas. So let's say, for example, if I have two pieces of meat in front of me, as it is, I don't know this, but one is Chelev and one is Shuman. Chelev is an Isakaris. Shuman is Heter. Now, if he takes the Shuman, not knowing that it was Shuman, how would you classify him? That's case number one. Case number two is, he took the Shuman, he knew it was Shuman, but he thought you were allowed to eat Shuman. I'm sorry, Chelev. Start again. He took the Chelev, and he knew he was taking chelev, but he was under the misimpression that the Torah permits me to eat chelev. In the first case, if he's not even aware of the fact that there's chelev there, he thinks it's all shuman, that would be misasek. In the second case, where he's aware of the fact that it's chaylev, he knows it's chaylev, he just doesn't know the chaylev is prohibited, that would be shogeg. And Rashi here has two examples. Number one, the sovar shenayom Shabbos, and number two, sovar shemalacha zu muteres. That's the classical case of shogeg and ischayev a karbon chatos. Vizeh, but our case, says Rashi, is misasek behagbahaya. His intention was for an action called hagbah velo bechaticha. He's not interested in cutting anything. So if I cut his awareness out of the action that he did, he has no awareness of the action that he did, that's called what? Misasek. If he's aware of his action, and that's what he intended, but he's unaware of other halachic implications of his actions, number one, that today is Shabbos, number two, that this malacha is prohibited, that's called what? Shogeg. In the first case, he's a misasek because he wasn't aware of the action. He was intending to do one action, and inadvertently he did a different action. He had no kavanas chituch whatsoever. His kavanah was for hagbah. That's called misasik. In the second case, he had full intention for the action. He really wanted to cut mechubar, but he thought it's not Shabbos. What's the problem? He thought you're allowed to cut mechubar on Shabbos. There's no meleches ktsira. He didn't recognize that meleches ktsira. You know, the famous joke, I don't know if it took place, about three students in the Volozhin Yeshiva who got caught smoking on Shabbos. And they asked the first one, why were you smoking on Shabbos? He says, oh, I forgot it was Shabbos. They asked the second guy, why were you smoking on Shabbos? He said, oh, I forgot you're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. They asked the third guy, he says, oh, I forgot to close the window. Okay. So now we have Rashi, who's telling us two very important things. Number one, Rashi's telling us that misasek is a case where he didn't even have kavanas chituch, and that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to present a case where he was magbia es hatolush, which Rashi identifies as lifting up the sakin, and that's called misasek. So again, the lack of kavanas hamaisa, he's not aware of a maisa chituch. He's intending to a maisa of hagbah. That's number one. And number two, Rashi tells us that has nothing in common with shogeg. Shogeg means he's aware of the maisa. He has intention to do the maisa. He's not aware of the severity of the maisa of the avera.
Would it be any different if it didn't use lachbir but lachtoch?
So that's what I don't know. It could be. Again, this is something that we're going to have to work towards, that according to Rashi, had he been miskaving lachtoch es atolush v'chotach samachubar, maybe in that case, he would not be a misasek.
Why?
Or alternatively, maybe he wouldn't be a misasek of kol haTorah kula, that would be a misasek of Shabbos. And then you have to ask yourself the question, who told Rashi that we're dealing with misasek b'kol haTorah kula? And that's something that we're going to have in the sugya as we go along. Okay. Now the Gemara presents a machlokes between Rava and Abaye. And this is your case, Rabbi, that we medayik from Rashi is not the original case. Lachtoch es hatolush v'chotach es hamechubar. What happens on Shabbos if his intention was for a maisa chaticha, but he was under the impression that he's cutting something that's already been detached from the ground? Lo and behold, chotach es hamechubar, he cut something that was growing from the ground, and he violated a meleches ktsira. Shall we apply the principle of misasek? And Rava says potur. In other words, Rava, at this point, might be, as we'll see in the Mefarshim, introducing a unique Shabbos halacha. Namely, he was misasek in the wrong object. Now watch this. In the abstract definition of the Maisa, he had intention for that Maisa. He didn't realize that he was violating Shabbos. Maybe that would be a shogeg, at least from the perspective of Kolatar Kula. Again, when I'm telling you now, just forget I ever said it, because this is something that we want. Comes along Rava and he says, okay, but you're analyzing this from the perspective of the Pasuk Asher Chata Ba, meaning the universal halacha of Misasek. In Shabbos, there might be a unique halacha of Misasek, which might extend and expand Misasek, even to the case where he had Kavanas HaMaisa, meaning he had Kavana for that Chituch. However, he did not have Kavana for this object. In other words, he was mistaken about the identity of the object. So in any event, let's just see Abaye. Abaye says, Chayav. Rav Amar potid holon is kavein l'chaticha di sura. Abaye Amar Chayav do'am kamakavein l'chaticha bi'alma. So let's start with Abaye, and then we'll move backwards. Abaye says that in this case, he had kavana for chaticha. He really did want to cut down this produce. Again, he didn't want to cut it down from its makom gidulo, but he definitely wanted to slice it. So he has kavanas chituch. Once he has kavanas chituch, says Abaye, he's out of the range of misasik, and he falls under the category of shogeg. Rava says no. Even though he had kavanas chituch, but he didn't have kavanas hachefetz, meaning he was mistaken about the very essential identity of the object. He thought it was an object which on Shabbos you're permitted to cut, namely tolush, and it turns out that it was mechubar. That itself is enough to engender a ptur of misasek. Again, keep in mind that Rava might be inclined to think that in Kol HaTorah Kula, this would not be misasek, but in Shabbos, because of Meleches Machsheves, it might be misasek. I'm just throwing that out as a possibility. Okay. So now we have the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye, of course, is the machmir and says he's chayev, and Rava says it's misasek and he's potter. Okay. The Gemara now quotes the source, the proof text for Rava. Amar Rava. In other words, the Gemara is assuming at this point that Abaye makes more intuitive sense, that he's very close to awareness of his action, and therefore he's already out of Misasek, he's into Shoge. He's aware of the fact that he's cutting it down. Where then was the source that led Rava to the opposite conclusion, to the expanded definition of misasek? Desanya, and he says, I derived it from a brisa. Here in the Masoras HaShas, he sends you to Sanhedrin. Am I correct? What does it say in the brisa? Chomer Shabbos Mishar mitzvos, v'chomer shar mitzvos mishabbos. In other words, in our comparison between Shabbos and other mitzvos, it goes in both directions. On the one hand, Shabbos is more chomor; on the other hand, it's less chomor. Shar mitzvos are more kal than Shabbos, but also they are at the same time more chomor. How so? Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos. Shahashabos Ososhtaim Behelim Echod Chayov Alkol Achas Viachas Masha Einkein Bishar Mitzvos. It means the following. If a person accidentally violates an Isur of Shar Averos, not of Shabbos, twice, he repeats the same Avera a second time. For example, let's say he eats chalev, and then he eats chalev a second time. This is called behelim echad, meaning he forgot that you're not allowed to eat chalev, or he was unaware of the fact that you're not allowed to eat chalev. So there was no yediyah that would separate the first. Does anybody know how we shut that off? It's probably your wife. Harvey, is she waiting for you outside? That's the question.
Hello? In the shear. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Roger. Thank you.
She's downstairs?
No. She's not here yet. She just wondered whether I was staying.
Oh, okay.
For the shear.
Okay. So what happens, Rabosei, if a man eats chalev twice? Does he incur two separate chiyuvei chatos? He's got to bring one korban chatos for the first achil of chalev and another one for the second. Or can he kill two birds with one stone and bring one korban chatos for both of them? The answer is one korban chatos is enough for both of them. And why? Because it's considered helem achas. Helem achas means one forgetfulness. There was no yediyah in between the first achilus chalev and the second achilus chalev. If somebody notified him after he ate the first achilus chalev and then he forgot a second time, then he would have to bring two korbanos. But now we're focused on the case of helem echad. However, in Shabbos, let's say he violates the Shabbos twice. For example, let's say he cuts down the wheat not knowing that it's Shabbos. And then he takes the wheat and he grinds it, again not knowing that it was Shabbos. In such a case, he brings two chatos. Every malacha, even though it violates the same law of kol malacha lo tasu, incurs its own separate chatos. That's the chomer of Shabbos, that within the context of the aver of Shabbos, you can violate as many as 39 different isurim and bring 39 different chatos. But then the Braisa says, V'chomer b'shar mitzvos mi b'shabbos shebishar mitzvos shogag b'lo miskaven chayav ma she'ein kein b'shabbos. That there are situations in shar mitzvos where the lack of intention incurs a chiyuv chatos, a chiyuv shogeg, and in Shabbos, in the same, or shall we say, a parallel forgetfulness, or lack of awareness, lack of intention, he does not incur a chiyuv chatos. So Rava racked his brains, and he tried to come up with a scenario. In what case would you be chayav as a shogeg below miskaven in shar mitzvahs, but in the same parallel case in Shabbos, shogeg below miskaven, he's potur from a korban, and he's not chayav as shogeg? And the answer is, says Rava, there must be an extended rule of misaseg that applies in a unique way to what? To Shabbos. And in a parallel case in shar averos, he would be chayav as a shogeg. So let's say, for example, if a man intended to eat one particular piece of meat and he ate another piece of meat and that other piece of meat turns out to be chalev, what would be the din in such a case? Again, he intended to eat, he has kavanas hamaisa, but he's mistaken as to the identity of the object. What would be the law in such a case in shar mitzvahs? He would be chayav, he's a shogeg. In Shabbos, if he was mistaken as to the identity of the object, he thought it was tolush and it turns out to be mechubar, Rav insists that he'd be potter because of the unique ptur of Shabbos. It turns out the following. If, let's say, a person didn't intend to eat at all, and accidentally he swallowed a piece of chalev, that would be misasek in kol haTorah kula universally, and he would not be chayav a korban. He's not a shogeg, he's a misasek. But if he intended to eat, he was mistaken about the identity of the object, he thought it was shuman, and it turns out to be chalev, then he would be chayav as a shogeg. In Shabbos, not only in a case where he had no intention to do the maisa, like for example his kavara was for hagbah, to lift up the sakin, and he cut something, but that's for sure misasik. But even if he had kavanah for cutting, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the object, he thought he was cutting talush, and he was in fact cutting mechubar. Here in Shabbos, says Rava, we break new ground, we expand the principle of misasek, and he's potter from a karban, he's not shoking. And if that be the case, Rabosai, when we go back to the drawing board, and we ask ourselves the question of whether misasek in Shabbos is a unique meleches machsheves halacha, or it belongs to the universal halacha of misasek, the answer is twofold. That there are cases of misasek in Shabbos where he has no kavanas hamaisa, and that would fall under the universal definition of misasek. But then there are situations in which he had kavanas hamaisa, he was mistaken about the identity of the object, and in such a case he is only potter because of meleches machsheves, which removes the status of the malacha as a malacha in Hilchas Shabbos. So again, when we go back to Rashi, Dibra Maskel v'chotach es ha-mechubar patur, it could very well be that Rashi wants to interpret this halacha in the light of Abaye, meaning in the light of universal definition of the patur of Misasek. Haraya Rashi invokes the pasuk asher chotah ba. And therefore Rashi says, Misasek bedover acher. He wasn't even involved in this maisa. The asa dover zeh, and he did this thing. And that's the extreme case of Misasek. Like I told you at the outset, he blows some liquid or whatever is caught in the shofar, and he blows it out, and lo and behold, he was tokea. He had no interest in or intention of being tokea. His interest was just clearing out the shofar. So he was blowing in the shofar, not blowing a sound in the shofar. Or if he was unaware of the fact that when he stands up, he's got a brick in his lap and it goes flying out. Once again, Rashi would say he was osik bedover zeh, v'yasa dover zeh. There's a mistake in terms of the kavanas ha-maisa. He never had kavanas ha-maisa. And that, according to Abaye, would be your universal definition of misasik that applies to Hilchos Shabbos as well. He was unaware of chituch. He was only aware and intended to do what? Hagbah. Rashi is within his very legitimate bounds to interpret this Gemara the way that even Abaye could accept this Gemara. But Rava might say something totally different. Rava might say that the reason why he's potter is that even if he had kavanas chituch, but if he had kavanas to be mechatech as hatolush v'chatech as hamechubar, so that he had kavanas hamaisa, but he was mistaken about the identity of the object, he's potter in Shabbos. And why is he potter? Because in Shabbos we have a special kula, which if you compare it vis-a-vis kol shari surim, it must be a unique Shabbos ptur that emanates from Moleches Machsheves Osre Torah. Omar Mar. Let's go back to the Braisa itself. Chomer Shabbos Midashar Mitzvah Shabbos Osa Shtayim Behelim Echod Chayev Al Kolachas Viachas Masha'enkein Bishar Mitzvos. So where is the Chomer and Shabbos that you did many violations and you have to bring a separate karban for each violation, even though there was one forgetfulness? He had no memory in between, no yediyas havera in between. Hechidami ilam, if it's a case, the avad ktsira utchina, that he violated two different malachas. As I said before, he cut down produce and then he grinded it. Says the Gemara, the kavase, the parallel case where the Torah is more machmir in gabi shar mitzvahs would be ochal chelev vidam. In other words, he violated two separate isurim, and therefore hochatati mechayv hochatati mechayv. To the same extent that he has to bring two korbanos for ktsir and tchina on Shabbos, even though they're behelimachas, so too, if he violates both chelev and dam behelimachas, he has to bring two chatos. This is not a kula in shar mitzvahs. And basically, the Gemara's premise here is that ktsira and tchina are two separate isurim. That's not the way I told it to you before. What would have been the other possible understanding of tchina and ktsira, if not for the Gemara, that compares it to dam and chelev?
Shabbos.
That it's all one Isur. It's like eating chalev and then again eating chalev. It's like eating dam and then eating again eating dam. After all, tchina and ktsira are just simply methods by which different ways in which I violate the Isur of Melech HaShabbos. So there are 39 different categories of how I go about violating the Shabbos, but it's one violation called Lo Sasu Kol Melacha, one Isur Melacha. But the Gemara says no. Ktsira and Tchina is like Chelev and Dam, and therefore there's no Chumrah here in Shabbos that wouldn't find its parallel Chumrah in Shar Mitzvahs. Ella, but it must be a different case. Shar Mitzvahs Delo Mechayev El Echada Echidami De'Ochal Chelev Echelev. So he repeats the same Averit twice. Behelim Achas De'Kavos Egabi Shabbos De'Ovid Ktsiru Ktsira. So by process of elimination, he violated the same halacha twice. If he violated the same halacha twice, he's chayev twice. So the Gemara says, Hacha chadam achayev, ve'hacha chadam achayev. Even in Shabbos, in such a case, he would only be chayev one chatas. Why? Because he repeated the same Isur. It's exactly the same as a person who ate chalev, and then again he repeated the same aver and ate chalev a second time. One carbon suffices for both actions and both violations. So too in Ktsira and Ktsira, the same identical halach applies, and he brings one carbon for both because he's simply repeating the same aver. So again, hacha chada mechayev, hacha chada mechayev. So we don't see a case which would separate and distinguish Shabbos from Shari Surim. So Gemara says, li'olam di'ovad k'tzira u'tchina. Let's go back to our first understanding of the Braisa. He violated k'tzira and t'china. Umay. And what does it mean, ma'she'en kein b'shar mitzvahs? Avodah zara. That the reference here is not to other Isurim like Chelev and Dam, but specifically to the Isur of Avodah Zorah. Ukid Rabbi Ami. The Omer Rabbi Ami, Zivech, Vekiter, Vinisech. These are three different forms of idol worship. In one case, he slaughtered an animal for the sake of a sacrifice. In the second case, he actually brought the meat of the animal after it was slaughtered onto a mizbeach for the sake of idol worship. And in the third case, he takes wine and he does libations on the altar for the sake of idol worship. And he did all these three actions, activities, behalama achas, meaning he didn't realize that it was being done for the sake of avodah zarah. Is what's the halacha? Eino chayav ela achas. He brings only one karmon. If this was all b'shogig behelim achas, and why is that? Because there's a special halacha in avodah zarah that all different forms of worship are considered one avera. So when he does different malachas on Shabbos, behelim achas, he has to bring a separate carbon for each violation, each malacha. But when he violates different pe'ulos of avodah zarah, behelim achas, he gets away with what? With one carbon. So that's going to explain the ratio. So Gemara says that doesn't work out either. But mayu kimto b'avodah zarah, if you're telling me that the case, the subject of this brisa is avodah zarah, ema, Seifa, let's look at the Seifa of this Braisa. Chomer b'shar mitzvah is shogeg below miskaven chayov masha'en kein b'shabes. Hai shogeg below miskaven avodah zarah. You're talking about the avodah zarah, meaning if the ratio of this Braisa is talking about avodah zarah, then presumably the Seifa is talking about avodah zarah. And what does it mean that in Shar Mitzvos he's chayev for shogeg below miskaven, but in Shabbos he would be potur? How is that possible? Heichidami, what would be the case? And the Gemara says the following: Ilema kasover beis haknesesu vishtacha vel Hashem. If he was under the mistaken impression that every act that he's doing, vishtacha vel law, it says, and he was mishtacha vel law, then hare libo lashamayim. Even though it was a makom, it was a temple of idol of idolatry. Nevertheless, his heart was in the right place. And when a person violates avodah zara on the outside, externally, but inside he has a kavanah l'shem shamayim, then he's potur. So how do you construct a case where in avodah zara he would be chayav as a shogeg? The Ela de Chazi Andarta Visagidle, he saw some sort of an idol and he worshipped it, he bowed down to it. Hechi Dami, what's the case? Why are you exempting him from a karmon? And Ida Kibla Le Beloha, if he accepted this Andarta as his God, then Mezidhu, there's nothing to talk about here. You can't say that he should be chayev a karbon, or he should be potter from a karbon, because he's chayev misa as a mezid. The idol lo kibla le beloha, if he didn't accept this andarta, this tzura, as a king, Rashi says that the andarta is a tzura samelech, sha'osim l'chvod ha-melech, mishtach v'lov lo l'shem elohus, that he had no intention of bowing down to it as a god, as an idol, he just bowed down to it out of respect for the king, is then lav klumu. Then how can you say he's chayav a karbon shogeg? He didn't violate avodah zara. This is like the case that we had before, where he mistakenly thought that this temple was really a synagogue. Ella, but rather, what's the case where he's chayav in avodah zara and he has to bring a karbon as a shogeg? Is mi ava umi yira. It means that he didn't serve and worship because he wanted to. He really didn't want to, but he was forced to do so. He was afraid that if he wouldn't worship the idol, they would kill him. But Kavanas Libo was not to accept this idol as a god. In this case, because he actually intended to worship the idol, he's chayav. Even though, again, it was not a full-fledged idol worship, he never accepted it as his god, but nevertheless he did it deliberately, knowing full well that it's not a Beis HaKnesses that he's bowing down to. So what we have here is a Maisa B'mezid, but without Kabbalas Elohus, and therefore he brings a carbon shogeg. So the Gemara says, Ha-Nichol Abaye B'Yomar Chayav. Abaye says in the case of Ava and Yira, Yochayev, Elu Rava Diomar Potter Michael and Meimar. So we don't have a way of maintaining the integrity of this brisa, that even the Sefer the brisa is referring to a case of avodah zara, because we cannot construct a case of avodah zara where he's chayef. What are you going to tell me? It was a case of Ava and Yira. Rava says that in cases of Ava and Yira, since he doesn't accept Elohus, therefore he's potter. So there's no way you can say that he's chayev b'shogeg, and this is going to be the chomer b'shar aveiros mi b'shabes. So the Gemara says, Elo bi omer mutar. We're talking about a person who says that he thinks you're allowed to worship an idol. Who would think that you're allowed to worship an idol? So Rashi says, we're talking about a case of a non-Jew who was raised as a non-Jew, and at one point in his life he decided to convert through Gerus to become a Yid. But at this point he didn't know the entire Torah, and one thing that they didn't tell him is about the Iser of Avodah Zarah. Very strange case. And that's called Shogeg B'lo Miskamen. And in such a case, he's chayav a karmon. Masha enkin b'shabes depotu legamrei. So the Gemara here doesn't understand. What are you telling me? You're telling me that a person who's Omer Mutter, who thinks that you're allowed to grind on Shabbos, you're allowed to harvest your wheat on Shabbos, is potter from a karbon, that is the classical case of a shogeg. And therefore, if you want to tell me that there's a chumrah in Shara Veros that becomes a kula in Shabbos, and you're talking about Omer Mutter is chayim in Shabbos. There's no kula in Shabbos over here. And the Gemara emphasizes this. It says, Ad kan lo boy mine rovim yirav Nachman. Okay, this is a different sugya. Ela I lechiyuve chada, I lechiyuve tarte, aval miftere legamri lo. There's going to be a dialogue between Rava and Rav Nachman as to how to define Helim Echad in a case of someone who's an Omer Mutter. If he says Omer Mutter, he thinks that you're allowed to violate the Shabbos, he was never taught about Shabbos, is he chayav one karbon for all the violations of Shabbos, or he is chayav a separate karbon for each violation? But everybody agrees that Omer Mutter is chayav a karbon. And here you flip to Daf Ayin Gimel Omer Aleph El Alav. Maybe we could split up the Brisa from the Reisha to the Sefer. Reisha bi'akum. The Reisha which says that there's a Chumra in Shabbos and a Kula in other Isurim, it's referring to Akum, which means that if he does three different forms of idol worship in Behelim Achas, he only brings one carbon, but if he does three different forms, three different Avos Malachos of violation of the Shabbos, he brings a separate carbon for each one. But V'seifa B'shar Mitzvos. And yet, the Sefer is not talking about Avodah Zarah, because we don't find any Chumra in Avodah Zarah that in a parallel corresponding case in Shabbos would be Lekula. But rather, another case. Shogag below Miskaven Bishar Mitzvah Sechidomi. What's the case in the Sefer where we're going to be more Machmir in Shar Mitzvahs and more Mekil in Shabbos? Disavur Dishuman who the achlo, he had kavana for achila, but he was mistaken about the identity of the object. He didn't think it was chalev, which is achiv karis. He thought it was shuman, and therefore he went ahead and he ate it. In such a case, if he was mistaken about the identity of the object, but he definitely intended to do that ma'isa achila, he has to bring a karbon shogeg. Mashenkin b'Shabbos the potur. What's the parallel case in Shabbos where he'd be potur? And the answer is the niskaven lachtoch es hatolush v'chotach es hamachubar. And this is the raya that Rava wants to invoke. Potur, that there's an expanded definition of misasik that applies uniquely to Shabbos. And what's that case where he had kavanah samaisa, but he was mistaken about the identity of the object? Now we're stuck with Abaye, because Abaye could not possibly accept that explanation of the Braisa, because Abaye says in a case of niskavin lachtok satolish v'chokasem chuber chayav. So what does the Braisa mean when it says this is a kula in Shabbos and Shabbos yipotah? V'abaye shogag below miskavin echidomi disavur roku ublo masha enke b'Shabbos the potah v'niskavin like bia satolush v'chotach es hamachubar depotur. What's the case where in Shar Isurei Torah we would be Machmir? The man thought that he had roke in his mouth. Roke, he had saliva in his mouth. And he didn't realize that the wetness in his mouth was, let's see, Rashi, Abai Omel Cholion Ki Haigavna Af B'Shabbos Chavir. Fine. And Hechi Dobi Misasik B'Shar Mitzvahs Bechayov Kosova Roku Shahoya Chelev Nimoach Ublo. He didn't realize that what he was swallowing was liquidized Chelev. You know, if you take Chelev and you heat it up, it becomes a liquid form. And he mistakenly thought that he was swallowing his saliva, when really in truth he was swallowing roke. Says Rashi, these are the key words, Delo ichaven le'achila. He didn't have any intention of achila. Derok lav bar achilahu elablia. Rashi makes a fantastic breakthrough here. He says there are two maisim that the halacha recognizes as separate and distinguished one from the other. One is called achila, the other is called blia. His kavana was for blia, and instead what he engaged with in was achila. In such a case, says Abaye, he did not have kavanas hamaisa, and therefore it's exactly like the case that we started with, where he meant to pick up the sakin, and instead he cut something. He didn't have kavanas hamaisa, and that comes under the universal principle of misasek. And in the case of shar isurim Torah, in such a case, he would be chayav, right? The sover roku blow, and in Shabbos he's potur. So Rashi says that this case would be different than the case of chituk, where he had kavana to be mechatech. Why? Masha enki b'Shabbos the potur niskamin like bias atolush v'chotach es hamachubar potur. So when he has a difference in the mice itself, but he has the intention to do whatever he did, albeit a different mice, but on the same object, then here we have a new p'tur in Shabbos. Now Rabbo said what we're seeing here is that Abaye, like Rava, establishes a unique p'tur in Shabbos. And what is that? That's a case where he didn't have kavanas ha-maisa, but he had kavanas ha-chefetz. In Kol HaTorah Kula, that would not qualify as misasek. And in Shabbos, that would qualify as misasek. But if he had kavanah for this maisa, then, according to Abaye, that would not be misasek. We need a shinui, a change in the mice itself. And in that case, where there's a shinui in the mice itself, hagbah versus chituch, that's where the Torah says that you have a misasek. That misasek would be potur in Kol HaTorah Kula and in Shabbos as well. Where do you have a unique p'tur of misasek according to Abaye? That's in the case where he had kavanas ha-maisa, but he didn't have kavanas ha-chefetz. But if he had kavanas ha-chefetz, meaning he wanted to do his act on this particular object, just that he didn't want action number one, he wanted action number two, in such a case, he would be chayav. That would come under shogeg and not under misasek. Okay, so now what we want to do is summarize the machlokas between Abaye v'Rava. And the real punchline to this Abaye v'Rava comes at the very end. Okay, let's see if we can formulate it. There's one case of misasek which everybody agrees is misasek always, whether it's shar, mitzvot satorah, or whether it's Shabbos. And that's the case where he didn't have kavanas hamaisa. The machlokes between Abaye v'Rava is going to be a case where he had kavanas hamaisa, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the chefetz. Abaye claims that in such a case, in Shabbos, there would be... Just one second. Let me just get this right. Sorry. Roku, Blomashik, Shabbos. Yeah, let me start again. So again, if he did not have a kavanas hamaisa, and therefore he did not have kavanas hachefetz. He didn't intend to do his action on that particular object. For example, if he had kavanah just to lift a knife, so not only is he completely cut off as far as his kavanah from the maisa, he had no intention of chituch at all, but he's also not interested in the tefuah which he cut. He is completely mistaken about the identity of the object. His kavanah was on object A, and his maisa was on object B. Okay. So again, in that case, we have the extreme misasek, which would fulfill the p'tur of misasek, the category of misasek, both as far as Kol HaTorah Kula is concerned, in the universal sense, and as far as Shabbos as well. That's case number one. Case number two is where he had kavanas maisa A, but he did maisa B. So he's lacking in kavanas ha-maisa, but he identifies the chefetz. He identifies the chefetz. In other words, the object which was the victim, so to speak, of his action, was the exact object that he wanted to be the victim of his action. In such a case, for example, his kaven lachtoch es hatolush v'chotach es hamechubar, Abai says that since he had kavanas hamaisa, even though he was lacking in kavanas hachefetz, nevertheless, he is not a misasik, neither in Shabbos nor in Kol HaTorah Kula. Where does Abaye have a distinction between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula? Again, we go back to the Sefer of our Braisa, which says that Bishar Mitzvos, Shogag B'lo Miskaven, is Chayav, and in Shabbos he's Potter. Let's just read the language of the Braisa. The Braisa says that Chomer, Shabbos, Mishar, Mitzvahs, etc. And then it says, Chomer, Bishar, Mitzvahs, Mi, Bishabbos. Again, the Sefer of the Braisa, where we have a Chomer in Shar Mitzvahs. Again, the Kula of Shar Mitzvahs, we said, was in Akum. That's the case of Avodah Zorah, that was the ratio. But what's the Chumra of Shar Mitzvahs? According to Rava, the Gemara postulates, we have a very simple answer to that question. Namely, if he's mistaken about the identity of the object, then in Shar Mitzvahs he would be Chayov because he had Kavanas HaMaisa, so he meant to eat, but he thought it was Shuman and it turned out to be Chelev. In such a case, according to Rava, we have a Chumra in Shar Mitzvahs, he's Chayov as a Shogeg because he intended to eat. In Shabbos, on the other hand, in the case where he was mistaken about the identity of the object, in other words, he had kavanas chituch, but not on this object, but on a different kind of object, not on tolish, but on mechubar, here there's a unique p'tur of misasek. Abai, on the other hand, says that there is no unique p'tur of misasek in Shabbos, which means that if he had kavana for chituch, even though he's mistaken in the object, in such a case, he would be chayav. But what happens in a case where he had kavana for that object, but he didn't have kavana for the maisa? Here's where he'd be chayav in Shar Mitzvah Satorah, and he'd be potter in Shabbos. And what's that case? The Gemara explains that that's the case of Niskaven Soval Roku Ublo. So he had kavana for a maisa blia, and at the end it turned out to be chelev, and he ate chelev. With regard to rok, it's called blia. With regard to chelev, it's called achila. And in this case, since he had the, since his intention was to do the action on that object, again he was mistaken about the maisa that he wants to do with the object, because he thought he was involved in blia, and it turns out he was involved in achila. In such a case, there is no ptur of misasek. Why? Because he had kavana for the object. If he had kavana for the object, then he would be what? He would be chayav as a shogeg. Masha ein kein b'shabbos de potur. Where is there a kul and Shabbos in a parallel case? And that's where he was niskaving like bias atolsh b'bia v'chata chasam achubar, which means that by virtue of the fact that he didn't have kavanas ha-maisa, he is considered a misaseg. So again, the absence of kavanas ha-maisa, according to Abai, is the separate kula that's derived from, it would seem, from Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means that at the very minimum, you must have a Machshava for what? For the Maisa. And if your Kavana was for Hagbah and not for Chituch, you didn't have Kavana Samaisa. If you didn't have Kavana Samaisa, then you are considered a misasek in Shabbos. Ah, you had kavana for this chefetz, right? So that's not enough. That's a kolatar kula aloch. And shar mitzvahs, we could say, well, you know what? If you didn't have kavana for the maisa, even though you had kavana for the chefetz, then you're chayav. In Shabbos, by virtue of the separate aloch of meleches machsheves, it's not enough that you had a kavana for this object. You need kavana for the maisa. And in the case of Agbah, you didn't have kavana for the maisa. But in the case of Chituch, we had kavana sa maisa, says Abaye, then in that case, even in Shabbos, you'd be chayef. And therefore the Gemara says that Niskaven lachtoch es hatolish v'chotach sa mechuber, according to Abaye, he's chayef. Why? Because he had kavana sa maisa. And when is there a unique ptur in Shabbos? That's going to be where he didn't have kavanas ha-maisa, even though he had kavanas ha-chefetz. In Kol Atar Kula, we're machmir in the case where he didn't have kavanas ha-maisa, but he had kavanas ha-chefetz. What's that case? Savur roku ublo. So now the machlokas between Abai v'Rava revolves not around the fundamental principle, is there a kula in Shabbos with regard to misasik by virtue of meleches machsheves? Both Abai and Rava have the same answer, namely yes. So if we go back again to the beginning of the sugya, and we said that Omar Rava minoa aminale, write that six lines down from the top of Dafayin Beis Amid Beis. What was the source, says Rava, for my conclusion that there's a unique ptur in Shabbos in the case where he had kavanas chituch but on the wrong object? And he brings this brisa which says that chomer shar mitzvos mi b'Shabbos, which according to Rava we identify with the case where he had the wrong chefetz involved. And that's enough to create a brand new category of a ptur misasik in Shabbos. Abai is going to answer, no, you're right, Rava. There is a unique ptur in Shabbos. And that's what the Bryce is referring to in the Sefer, that chomer b'shar mitzvahs mi b'Shabbos. But that chumrah in Shabbos, I'm sorry, that kula in Shabbos, thank you for correcting me, that kula in Shabbos is not a case where he was mistaken about the nature of the object. No, he has to be mistaken about the nature of the maisa. And if he's mistaken about the nature of the Maisa, and he has in mind to do the Maisa on that object, then, says Abai, there's a separate Kula and Shabbos. In Kol Torah Kula, says Abai, if he was mistaken about the Maisa, but he has in mind that very same Chafetz, that's called Shogeg, and that's not called Misasik. Therefore, the Machlokas between Abai and Rava boils down to the case, as we started with, of his Kavein Lachtoch Es HaMechubar V'Chotach Es HaTolush. I'm sorry, just the opposite around. His kavin lachtoch es ha tolush v'chotach es ha mechubar. Abai is going to argue that you're chayev in this case. I'm sorry, Abai is going to say that in this case we don't have a unique p'tur of Shabbos because he had kavonas ha-maisa. The unique p'tur of Shabbos is going to be where he had the wrong kavonas ha-maisa, even though he wanted to do the maisa on that object. And therefore, says Abaye, since he had kavanas chituch, he's chayav as a shogeg, and he brings a korban. Rava says, on the other hand, that the unique p'tur of Shabbos is when he's not aware of the object upon which he's doing the malacha. And even though he has kavanas amaisa, in either event he wants to do chituch, but since he wants to do chituch on object A, as he understands it, and he does it on object B, meaning instead of having kavanas achituch on what? On mechubar, he had kavanas achituch on tolush, right? We have to set up metal detectors here. Okay. Therefore, Rava says he is patur, and Abai says no. He's chayav. Why? Because he had kavanas amaisa. In Kol Torah Kula, if he had kavanas amaisa. Okay, I lost it here. I'm sorry. In Kol Torah Kula, says Abaye, if he had the wrong kavanas amaisa, he becomes patur. I'm sorry. In Kol Torah Kula, despite the fact that he had the wrong kavanas amaisa, he had kavanah for what? For Belia. And instead he inadvertently did an achila, in such a case he'd be chayav, because what connects him back to his original kavanah, the chayfetz, right, that's chaylev in this case. In a parallel case in Shabbos, where he had the wrong kavanah samaisa, but he had the right object, he would be chayav. And that's the case of his kavein. I'm sorry. That's the case where he would be patur. And what's that case? His kavein leagbia v'chatach. So since he didn't have any kavana of the maisa chituch, even though he had kavana to cut this object, he would still be patur in Shabbos. In its parallel case in Shar Mitzvah Torah, he would be chayav in such a case. And why? Because he achieved his goal, at least as far as the chayfetz is concerned, even though he didn't have kavanas hamaisa. Okay, that's where we're going to stop. We didn't get a chance to do the Gemara in Krisus yet, but maybe we'll have a chance at some point in the future. I just wanted to point out to you, Rabosai, that both according to Abaye and according to Rava, Misase comes under two different categories. There's a category which is a more narrow category of Misasek that applies to Kol Torah Kula, and there's a case of Shabbos where by virtue of Meleches Machsheves he's Potur for Misasek, where in a parallel case in Kol Torah Kula he would be Chai. Again, what's the case? In Kol Torah Kula, if he didn't have kavana for the maisa, but he had kavana for the chayfetz, then he is chayav. Kavana by it, he says, but if he had kavana schituch on albeit on the wrong object, then in such a case in Shabbos he would be chayav. I'm sorry, he'd be patur. What's the case? So again, in the case, I always have to get the case right, so I'm just reviewing it for myself. If he was niskaving lachtoch es hatolush v'chotach es hamachubar, he is chayav. And why is he chayav in such a case, says Abaye? Because he had kavonas chituch. But where would there be a unique p'tur of misasek in Shabbos? That would be a case that parallels achila and b'lia, and that's the case of niskami like bia v'chotach. That since he didn't have kavona for a maisa chituch, therefore in Shabbos he is potur. Even though in Kol Tarku he didn't have kavana for what? For a maisa chila, nevertheless he's chai. Why? Because la maisa he had kavana to swallow what he swallowed. Although what he thought he was swallowing was heter and it turned out to be isur, in such a case he's chai of b'torah shogeg. But in a parallel case in Shabbos, namely where he didn't have kavana sa maisa at all, he was intending to do what? Tahagbah, and he did chituch. There, there's a unique breakthrough case of misasik and his potter in Shabbos. However, if he had kavanas chituch, albeit he thought it was a chituch of heter and he did a chituch shal isur, he thought he was cutting tolish and he cut mechubar, says Abaye, since he had kavanas amaisa, then for sure that's not considered misasik, and therefore he would be chayv a carbon. When is he put from a carbon? When he was miskaven lehagbia and he didn't have kavanas hamaisa. Rav, on the other hand, extends the p'tur of misasek to include the case of miskaven lachtoch es hatolush v'chotach es hamechubar. And why is that? Because Rav assumes that if he's mistaken about the identity of the object, that itself generates a p'tur of misasek. Good. The Gemara Krisis is going to say, how far do you go, Rava, with this mistaken in the identity? Let's say he knew it was Mechubar, but he thought it was black, and it turns out that he didn't cut off the black ones, he cut off the white ones. That's going to be the Sugya in Ritz Hashem in Krisis. Is that also considered a mistake in the identity of the object?